Gingerbread. This is the author, Helen Oyeyemi. Harriet Lee's Gingerbread is not comfort food. There's no nostalgia baked into it, no hearkening back to innocent indulgences and jolly times at nursery. It is not humble, nor is it dusty in the crumb. If Harriet is courting you or is worried that you hate her, she'll hand you a battered biscuit tin full of gingerbread, and then she'll back away, nodding and smiling and asking that you return the tin whenever convenient. She doesn't say she hopes you'll enjoy it. You will enjoy it. You may think you don't like gingerbread. Well, just try this. If you live low carb, she can make it with almond or coconut flour. And if you can't have gluten, she'll use buckwheat or millet flour. No problem. A gingerbread addict once told Harriet that eating her gingerbread is like eating revenge. It's like gnashing on the actual and anatomical heart of somebody who scarred your beloved and thought they'd got away with it, the gingerbread addict said. That heart, ground to ash and shot through with darts of heat, salt, spice, and sulfurous syrup, as if honey was measured out, set ablaze and trickled through the dough along with the liquefied spoon. You are phenomenal. You've ruined my life forever. Thank you. Thank you, said Harriet. She makes two kinds, the kind your teeth snap into shards and the kind your teeth sink into. Both are dark and heavy and look like they'll give you a stomachache. So what? Food turns into a mess as soon as you chew it anyway. She sometimes tells people that she learned how to make the gingerbread by watching her mother and that the recipe is a family recipe. This is true, but it's also edited for wholesomeness. Harriet's mother, Margot, is no fan of gingerbread. She stood alone over her mixing bowl and stirred with the clenched fist of a pugilist. Bambi-eyed Harriet Araminta Lee seems so different from the gingerbread she makes. If she has an aura, it's pastel colored. She's 34 years old, is always slightly overdressed, and wears hosiery gloves when pulling on her tights so as not to snag them. She has a slight Druhastranian accent that she downplays so as not to get exoticized, and she doesn't like her smile. To be precise, she doesn't like the way her smile photographs is forced. So smiling's out, but she doesn't think she can sustain a sober look without seeming unfriendly. So she frequently switches between two expressions. One she thinks of as alert, and the other she thinks of as accommodating, though she's the only one who can tell the difference.